Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Steve Novak, co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, stop the panic because people are going crazy. And I kept saying, don't worry about it. My level of panic is maybe at a 2 or a 3. But they have run into a couple of buzzsaws, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Wait, are you talking about the coronavirus and the oil meltdown, or are you talking about the Bucks?
Right. It seems to be on the same level of panic in some areas.
No, there's a lot of... there's lots of reasons to panic right now, and I don't know if it's because, like you're alluding to, maybe there's a little bit of media that's saying, hey, we need to panic about coronavirus, and I think some are saying the same thing. We need to panic about the Bucks losing a couple, because I guess the truth is the Bucks haven't lost many games, and so to see them lose, you know, 2 out of 3 and for them to be on a tough road trip and for Giannis to be banged up, I think it does set in. There's a little bit of panic. Like, are the Bucks going to be able to recover and maintain momentum and all that? So, look, I think they're in great shape. They've put themselves in a position to have bumps along the way and be just fine. And so this is a tough road trip nearing the end of the year, and so you want to see them playing their best and everything to look perfect. But, you know, they're still in great shape, and I think that's what needs to surely be understood at this point.
So the knee injury to Giannis, at least outwardly, we're being told not serious, and yesterday resting him just because. But is there any level of concern there?
You know, I think because we saw him in the fourth quarter, you know, when he kind of had just sustained that injury, stay in there and really have a very good fourth quarter. I think he scored 12 points in the fourth quarter against the Lakers and still be out there kind of being the leader he was, I guess showed his ability to perform on that knee. I guess that doesn't mean that it wasn't hurt and there wasn't going to need to be, you know, some time taken off for him to get it back right. But I think it was a good sign to see him out there thinking at least that he wasn't hurt, and then to find out that he needed to take a little time off and give it rest, I think, is obviously responsible. But I think hearing when they initially say 2 games as well, I think that's a good sign, because a lot of times they're going to obviously make it a longer window for recovery than maybe even expected, so that they know that they have time to get a guy right. But to say 2 games, I think, is a really good sign to just allow him to get that knee back to where it needs to be and obviously not compromise anything.
What did you see? Not so much in the – I don't want to go with the Lakers just yet, but against Phoenix, a team that, for all intents and purposes, they've been battling. They've been trying to climb their way back into the mix and get that 8th seed. So it's not like the Bucks lost to a pushover, you know. Phoenix, up until the stretch before the Bucks got there, had been playing some decent basketball. They let a couple of games get away from them, but they've been playing better. So what did you see against Phoenix? Let's start there.
You know, against Phoenix, I guess, look, you don't – have Giannis, that's a huge piece. But also, when you start the first quarter and it's 47, you have 47 points, and Devin Booker is cooking, and he's got, you know, 20 of his 47 points in the first quarter, and the Phoenix Suns make 8 out of their first 10 three-pointers. And, you know, by the end of the game, look, the Milwaukee Bucks won 3 quarters of basketball and still lost by 9 points. And that's one thing Coach Bud said was, look, you just can't start the game out like that and dig a hole and be – you know, down by that much and allow a team to get going, because, yeah, you're down by that many points, but I think the more important part of it is you've created confidence for Devin Booker, and all of a sudden Ricky Rubio is ending with a heavy triple-double and playing a game of his life, and things are going well for everybody. So I think when you start out a game without that ability to really impact the team you're playing defensively, you kind of open up the floodgates, and that's what happened. And I think, obviously, Giannis not being out there is going to play a big factor into it, but Devin Booker getting hot and not missing many shots is equally a big part of it.
So, defensively speaking, I want to go back to Friday night now. The praise, and you and I talked about this the other day, the praise being heaped upon LeBron for not only his offensive prowess, but for the few times that he did go one-on-one defensively against Giannis, and he got the better of him, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. What did Friday night's game mean, if anything? It would have been a confidence booster for the Bucks, yes, but is there anything else to it?
You know, I think when the Bucks played as well as they did against the Lakers the first time they matched up at Fiserv, I think you had to know the Lakers, knowing that they were in the midst of a tough schedule too, but they're on their home court, knowing, look, we can't give up two in a row to the Bucks, and then we're playing the Clippers a couple nights later. So I think they were in the mindset that, look, we have the opportunity to kind of showcase who we are and how good we are at this point. And in my opinion, it's probably healthier from a perspective of, could that be the matchup in the finals? It could, and it's healthier to probably lose a game against the Lakers instead of going into perhaps a finals where it's Bucks-Lakers, and the Bucks are going, we swept the Los Angeles Lakers in the regular season. We beat them both times at their place and at ours. I think it's healthy to have that fear on your shoulder that, look, we got beat by these guys. They showed what they could do. You know, you got LeBron showing what he can still do. It's truly impressive and amazing. For him to have 37 points and to be 35 years old and to be leading this team the way he is in the MVP conversation with Giannis. And so Anthony Davis is, you know, right there with him scoring 30. And so when Giannis has 32 points, you realize, hey, Chris Middleton at 12, and there's going to need to be everybody clicking on all cylinders when it comes to the highest level in the finals against the best teams. And so I think that is what you saw in that game was, hey, look, the Bucks have the best record. They've been playing good hoops, and they have the reigning MVP. But the Lakers are for real. I mean, they've been there all season, and it's going to be fun. If there is this matchup in the playoffs, in the finals against these two teams, we got to see. It's going to be fun basketball.
Already a couple of calls today that talks about Middleton and Bledsoe, about stepping up when Giannis is not in there, and there's a concern. You tell me how both – because I think specifically Chris Middleton has performed admirably this year. I'm not worried about him at all. But, you know, I don't think that discussion goes away probably until they get to a finals, right?
I think you're right. There's a clear expectation, I think, among fans, whether you're a fan, you know, of the NBA and you're watching from a distance or you live in Milwaukee. If you've watched this Bucks team this year, you do know that the Bucks have played well enough to make it to the finals this year. Whether that's fair or not, I think that is the expectation. And for some, I think, honestly, they say if they don't win it, it's a huge disappointment. But I think it is fair based on how dominant they've been, the historic season they're having, the way Giannis improved after coming off an MVP season. And like you said, the way Chris Middleton has been playing recently, I mean, the guy is having an absolutely career year. And so I agree. I think Bledsoe is that third cog that has been big time this year. He has played his role. When Giannis has been out, when Middleton's been out, he's stepped up. He's really been a key defensive piece and at times a huge offensive spark. And so I think seeing that in the playoffs is going to be big. And I think for there to be momentum in the early series of this year for Eric Bledsoe to get going and to perform well and to kind of get that monkey off his back and not playing his best basketball the last two seasons in the postseason, I think will be big and it will be important. And if all three of those big three are playing at their best come the end of the season, I do. I think the Bucks will continue to be the favorite to win it.
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned. By the way, we're talking to Steve Novak, co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour and Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst. I'm not overly concerned about where the Bucks are right now. I think, and one of the other comments that I heard over the weekend was, if Giannis is out and then the team has to be coached, they criticize Budenholzer. And Steve, how many open looks did they get that they just didn't hit? I mean, you can only do so much as a head coach, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's I think back to that Philly game when the Bucks played Philly on Christmas and Philly could not miss. I mean, they're shooting fadeaway threes, they're making shot clock threes, and look, when you're talking coaching in the playoffs, that's when it's the most important for sure. You're making the adjustments at half. You're seeing things like what Nick Nurse did last year, kind of building these strange defenses that are hard to almost figure out exactly what's going on. Then you realize it's a matchup zone, and so I agree with you. I think the coaching in the postseason is going to be so ramped up, and the other part of it, like you said, is making shots. You can't coach that. You're going to drop the plays. You're going to have an incredible game plan, and the team might execute it perfectly, and then the ball doesn't go in the hole. So that's why basketball is such a great sport, is because, look, one game to the next can be a huge difference, one year to the next. And, look, it does. You hear it so many times. It comes down to guys putting the ball in the hole. When you see guys getting hot, Devin Booker scoring 20 in the first quarter, you go up. It's no surprise he ended with 47.
Steve, before I let you go, do we have, going back to Giannis and the knee injury, I wanted to ask you about this. Do we have is it just a couple of games he's going to sit, or is this something that's going to have to now be watched for the remainder of the year?
You know, my understanding from what the medical staff has put out is that this is something that they're being precautionary with. They're not overly concerned. I think that's why they gave it the short window of recovery that they did. But that being said, I think it's going to be largely probably based on, now that they've done the precautionary MRI and they had a look at it, I'm not a doctor, but they're going to be basing it largely on Giannis. I think the medical staff has always been very open with listening to what the guys are feeling and what they're saying. And obviously they've got the expertise, and they've shown it. They've done a fantastic job of, I think, keeping these guys minutes where they need to be and keeping them healthy. So I think there's a lot of trust with this medical staff that the Bucks have right now.
Always good, my friend. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll talk again next week. We got a week off, don't we? We don't have a show this week.
No, not this week. We'll be back, on the 17th, I believe.
St. Patrick's Day is when we go face first into some Guinness, I guess, that night.
Sounds good.
All right.
Looking forward to that.
Talk to you later. See ya. There you go. Steve Novak, a co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour and Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst as well. He's right. It's next Tuesday that we have the show, and I believe we're down at, I want to say Good City, but I'm not positive. I believe we're at Good City, though. So, but the Irish... Pro Surfaces is where we're going to be. Pro Surfaces. That's a BYOG. Bring your own Guinness, I guess. Pro Surfaces is where we're going to be. So there you have it. So we're going to be there hanging out and doing the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Looking forward to that. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.